Easy, easy. Careful on that last step, darling. There you go. Lean on me. Tell me if it's too much. Don't you dare play tough with me right now. Yes, I know you can walk on your own. That doesn't mean I'm letting you. Baby, you were discharged from the hospital less than an hour ago. I'm not taking any chances. Let me just get this door open. Welcome home, sweetie. God, I've been waiting to say that. I thought I was gonna lose my mind if I had to stay in that hospital for another minute. Too many eyes. Too many people touching you. Too many things I couldn't control. But here. Here, you're mine to care for. Just mine. And you're home. And you're safe. Come on, darling. Let's get you to the couch. Now, I stopped at the store to buy a few new pillows and some extra blankets because... because I just want you to be safe and comfortable here, okay? Oh, and here. That ridiculous stuffed animal you insist you're too old for. Yes, that one. Don't roll your eyes at me. You know you sleep better with it. Now, lift your arms for me. Now, lift your arms a little bit for me. There. Blanket around your shoulders. Tuck it right under your chin. You look adorable like that. What? No, I'm not smothering you. I'm bundling you. Like you should be. You just got out of the hospital. You need to be bubble wrapped, basically. To make sure that nothing else happens to you. And to make sure that you're healing properly and getting enough rest and you're warm enough and all of those things. Look, you're not lifting a finger today or tomorrow or next week if I have any say in it, which I do. You are going to be under my care for 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, until I am absolutely satisfied with your well-being, okay? You can complain and moan all you want, but you will be resting, okay? And I will be taking care of you. Okay, what's next? Why don't you drink this? You look a little pale. I made soup while you were at the hospital. Yes, I cooked. Don't look so shocked. I'm rich, not incompetent. And before you argue anymore, you will eat it. You lost a lot of blood, darling. And your body needs fuel. You need nutrients and warm, brothy liquids and vitamins and all sorts of things, which I will provide you. I need you strong. I need you here. What? I'm capable of domestic things. Sometimes. I'm just happy that I can finally breathe. Seeing you here, in our home, where no one can hurt you. I never want you in a hospital bed again. Ever. Now, drink up. Have some soup. Do you need anything else? I don't know. Tea? Water? Okay. Okay, I know. You'll let me know when you need something. I know. You do look a little pale, though. Your eyes look tired. I don't like it. I don't like how fragile you seem. I don't like how easily this world can take you away from me. And that's another reason I'm not letting you out of my sight. Yes, I'm serious. I moved all of my meetings online. I sent my second in command to deal with all the fallout of the... what happened. I locked the elevator to this penthouse, and if anyone tries to step foot on this floor, they're getting thrown back down the stairs. I can be gentle with you, but I will end the world for you if I have to. Come here. Why don't you lean on me? That's it. Just like that. You can put your head on my shoulder. My beautiful, reckless idiot. You scared me half to death. You know that, right? That was the most terrifying day. Getting that phone call. Hearing that you had been injured and not knowing how badly. I really missed holding you like this. I missed your weight on me. Missed the smell of your hair. I even missed the way that you make that little sigh when you relax. You just did it. There it is again. It's cute. You have no idea how terrified I was while you were in the hospital. I didn't sleep for 2 days. I didn't eat. I could barely think straight. I just kept replaying it in my mind. You bleeding, unconscious, alone. And all I could think was that that's my person, my heart, my entire world. And I wasn't there. You know, at the hospital, I had your entire floor locked down. I signed more documents in the past 48 hours than I have in the last year. I yelled at 3 senators. I caused 2 journalists to faint. I may or may not have threatened a nurse who tried to shoo me out of your room during morning rounds. What? She touched you without asking. I wasn't going to accept that. You're safe now. Really safe. We've doubled security around the building. Tripled it around our apartment. Yeah. Yes. If a leaf blows the wrong way, then my men will know. I'm not giving anyone another opportunity to come near you. You're mine. And I protect what's mine. How is your chest? Does it hurt? Are the bandages too tight? Tell me the truth. You know I can tell when you lie. Your nose scrunches right here. Yes, it does. You're literally doing it right now. If it hurts, say so. I'll get your meds. I'll hold you. I'll do anything that you need. Do you want to lie down? All right. Come on. Slowly, slowly. Here, let me help you with the pillows. Yes, I'm fussing over you. Deal with it. You almost died. I'm allowed to fuss for the next 10 years. There we go. How's that? Good? Okay. Let me see the bandages. I'm not touching, just looking. It's healing nicely. Bruising is starting to fade, I think. still too close to your heart for my liking. I'm gonna lay down with you, okay? Move closer. No, closer. I want you right here. Here. I'm gonna put my arm around your waist. I'm gonna hold you right here up against my chest. God. I really missed holding you at night when you were in the hospital. Our bed was so lonely without you. I just kept thinking about doing this. Holding you against me. The way you fit against me, like our bodies were made to fit together. I craved this so much. You know, baby, you don't have to put on a brave face anymore. Not for me. You can be vulnerable here. You can cry if you need to. You can cling to me, you can... Whatever you're feeling, I can take it. I can take all of it, okay? Here. Let me rub your back. I wasn't joking when I said this place is my home now. This bed. This bedroom. I'm not leaving your side. My executives can run the company just fine. They'll survive without me. You are far more important. Okay? Do you understand that? Hey. Hey, look at me. You lived. You survived. You hear me? And I am not letting anything touch you again. Not enemies, not stray bullets, not fate itself. Nothing. You're safe. You're home. You're in my arms. I love you. I haven't said it nearly enough. Not for how hard it hit me. Seeing you bleeding. Thinking that I might never hear your voice again. So I'll say it now. And tomorrow, and the day after, and every day that you'll let me. I love you. I love you. You are my heart, darling, my reason. You are my softness in a world of cutthroat monsters. And I'll spend the rest of my life making sure you never feel unsafe again. Now breathe with me. Nice and slow. Good. Just like that. You feeling sleepy? Yeah, I can tell. Your body is finally relaxing. Muscles are going all soft. Your head is getting heavy on my shoulder. You're going quiet. I treasure that, you know. You trusting me enough to fall asleep on me. Being the one that you melt for. Come here. Come closer. Just let yourself drift off. You don't have to stay awake for me. I'll be right here, baby. My arms around you. My heartbeat against your back. You're safe. You're loved. You're mine. There we go. That's how I like you. Right against my chest. I can feel your heart. You feel mine? It's still going too fast. It hasn't slowed since the night you were hurt. You're safe with me, darling. You're always safe. I'm gonna take care of you every second until you're healed. And even then, I'm not letting you go far. I almost lost you. And I'm allowed to be clingy. Go ahead, darling, go to sleep. Sink into me. Let me be your shelter for tonight. I love you. More than I should. More than a sane. More than this world has words for. I'm not going anywhere. Not tonight. Not ever.